Welcome to Yankee Arnold Ministries. Dr. Arnold will be with you in just a moment, but first, we want you to know how much we appreciate your prayers and financial support. You may help this radio ministry by donating online at yankeearnold.com or by mail at Yankee Arnold Ministries, 7028 West Waters Avenue, Suite 316, Tampa, Florida, 33634. Again, that's 7028 West Waters Avenue, Suite 316, Tampa, Florida, 33634. Feel free to send Dr. Arnold your questions or comments to Yankee at yankeearnold.com, and he will respond as quickly as possible. Now, here is Dr. Arnold with today's message.
I want you to take your Bible and turn with me to the book of Genesis, the book of Genesis. Genesis and chapter 10. We have people today that talk an awful lot about the New World Order. You ever heard that phrase used before? You'd be surprised how many people have used that New World Order. Well, let me just make the statement so that you understand. This world that God made, you see, He created the world, and He created the man and put him in the garden. And God had created a new world order. But because of sin, understand that this world that we have, regardless of how many people there will be, regardless of the various kinds of governments there are in order to govern all these people, they will never create a new world order. It's the same old, disgusting, sinful order that we have today. Now take your Bible and turn with me to the book of Genesis in chapter 10. And notice there in verse 8, where it says, "And Cush begat Nimrod." This is on page 18 in the old Scofield Reference Bible. And it says there in verse 9, "He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord." Now, that doesn't mean he was for the Lord. It was against the Lord. And it says in verse 10, "And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Kelinath." And he says, "in the land of Shinar," which is in Iraq. "And he went out and he built some cities." Look there now in chapter 11, look in verse 1. "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech." Now, believe it or not, in the time in which we live, there are individuals who would love to see a one world government, a one world religion called atheism. And it is moving in that direction. You see, we have people, even in our government, that would love to see America submit themselves to the United Nations and have them strip away all of our constitutional rights so that we are not a sovereign nation, as though they've already destroyed the sovereignty of the individual states. It is not going to be pretty what's coming down the road. Their so-called New World Order. See, they believe that if they can get control of all nations, they can force upon all nations their desire, their will. So there's got to be some people that will advance to the top, that will seek to govern all the rest of us. And they will be the leaders, and we will be the peons, the individuals that can't think for ourselves. So that's why they have to have a dumbing down process in our colleges and universities and in our public schools, so that people can't think and reason, and they're not taught history, so that they will not be able to think for themselves. They have been working on this for a long time. This is why we have so many people today that do not understand the true fundamentals of this country and what makes the difference between a Republican form of government or just a Democratic form of government. I'm not talking about the parties now. But you see, we were guaranteed to have a Republican form of government. The right of every individual citizen that where even the majority of the people cannot violate the right of one person in this country. But that's all changing. Now we're getting to where it's just the majority. Whatever the majority wants, they rule and sidestep the Constitution of the United States. That was done all the way back here in the book of Genesis. God had already told them to spread out upon the earth. And there were some who says, no. Let's all build together our one world government. So you see there in verse 1, the whole earth was of one language and of one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, and they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there, and they said one to another, go to, let us make brick, burn them thoroughly, that and they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar, and they said, go to, let us build us a city, and a tower whose top may reach into heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Totally opposite, contrary to what God had told them to do. There's always people who think they know more than what God does. And if you can take God out of the picture, that there is no God, it's just man. And there is no heaven. And there is no hell. There's no such thing as right and wrong. Then individuals will have, in their own way of thinking, the right, the power makes right, and to assume they have the authority to make the rest of the people submit to their will. That's where we're headed. And so because of that, they want to produce a new world order. Now, does the Bible have anything to say about that? Well, just a tad. Take your Bible and turn to the book of Zechariah. The book of Zechariah in chapter 14. Zechariah in chapter 14. Just so you know, this is where the world is headed. Now, in the book of Zechariah, it's talking about a time in the future. Remember that we've said it before, time is an island in the sea of God's eternity. Time begins with man. God is eternal. He is the great I am. Eternity past, eternity future, eternity now, present, he is the great I am. He doesn't age, he doesn't get old, doesn't get weary. But God says concerning man, he created a world for man. It was a great environment that we had. Nothing was wrong with it. He created a man and a woman. He did not make them perfect. He created them innocent. And because they lost their innocence by choice and became sinful, and all those who were after Adam and Eve have all a sinful nature. All of us have. So this world was made for Adam. This is the first birth. This world was created for those of Adam, the first birth. That's why God is going to make a new heavens and a new earth for those that are born of the second Adam. You see, this world is not our home. It is true, we're just passing through. So God says that he has a design in mind of what's going to take place. So man, down through the years, has always tried to outsmart God. One, they try to outsmart themselves. They deceive themselves. They work as though there is no God because they can't see God. But God created the world, put man here, and told him what to do and what not to do. So at the Tower of Babel, the Bible says that God saw and God acted, and he confused their languages, and he sent them into different parts of the world according to their languages. And isn't it amazing that that's pretty much how it's set up even to this day? But as time progresses on, people want to get away from what God has said and done in his word. And so we are now moving toward what people want, a new world order. But this new world order is not going to be a new world, I guarantee you. It's not going to be a better world. It's not going to be a more peaceful world or more healthier world. That's not kind of a world it's going to be. So here in the book of Zechariah chapter 14, look what he says in verse 1. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee, and I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Now, God says in the last days, all the nations of the world are going to come against Israel. One little bitty nation over there in the Middle East. All the nations of the world are going to come against this one little bitty nation. That's a one world government. All of them are going to come against them. Because, you see, the world believes if we didn't have Israel and the sarcasm of the America, you know, that thinks they're so much better than all the other nations that we have to have somebody apologizing for our individual freedom that we have in this country. You know, I bet you they're going to make a move to try to take some of those medals that have been won in the Olympics and say, hey, we need to give some of those to those other nations that didn't win anything. You know, that's the philosophy of today. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves for winning so many medals. I mean, all those poor countries, we ought to take our medals and give them all to them. You know, a redistribution of medals. You ever heard of a statement, something like that? There's people who have that kind of a philosophy. I think it challenges people, motivates people. Do your best. Give it all you have. But what does a preacher know? Preacher don't know everything. But the Bible says that this day will come when they are going to try to eliminate their problems out of the world. And everybody knows that Israel is their problem. Everybody knows the way America is, it's a problem. So we need to take and get off this high horses thinking we're the Lone Ranger. And we're so different. We need to be like all the other nations. You know, there's a story about that in the Old Testament where we don't want to be like, you know, God ruling us. We want to be like the other nations. Yeah, how did that work? And so little by little, we are seeing a disintegration of our country. And the people around the world are developing an attitude. We need a new world order. And there's a lot of people who have signed on to that very thing. And the only way you can have a new world order is you have to destroy this country in order to do it. So, notice in verse 9. Verse 9 says, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. See, God got one too. God has a plan. You see, man has a plan, and his culminates right here. It's called the 7-year tribulation period of time. This is the result of their new world order. Don't you just know it's going to be a wonderful time to be here on the earth? They're going to have all the answers. They're going to put it all together. Their biggest problem, see, is those Christians. They got to get rid of the Christians. You know, I bet they're going to have a good reason when the rapture takes place and we're caught out of here. I wonder what they're going to say where we went. Where did they go? What happened to all these Christians? Well, there's probably a lot of Christians will be left, so it won't be too much to worry about. Tribulation period. It's coming. It's right ahead of us. The next thing to happen, according to God's timetable, is for us to be caught out to meet the Lord in the air. It's been 2,000 years since the cross, and everything is right on schedule, just like God says. God knows the hearts of man. He knows how they're going to think. when they reject him. He knows what they're going to do. And he says that when all of this takes place, God says that he is going to set up a new world order. But this one's going to be temporary. This is just going to be upon the earth. But it deals with the people that came from the line of Adam, the first Adam. So God has some things that he is going to do, and I'm so thankful that I'm going to be a part of it. Take your Bible and turn to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation and chapter 21. In Revelation chapter 21, remember this. Man cannot create anything. He can only make something or invent something out of what God's already made, but he don't make anything. There's only one creator. The Lord is the creator of heaven and earth. He made it. Man can try to figure out how to do something with what God's already made, but he don't have anything to start with except what God put here. Man don't take anything out of nothing and create anything. So man's going to have a hard time creating this new world order. All he got to work with is sinful, wicked men to build their utopia. When you take God out of the picture, all you have left to work with are sinful, wicked people. How do you think that's going to go? You got chaos on your hands. So good luck on their new world order. If you're counting on that, you're going to have trouble and a lot of disappointment, because that ain't going to happen. God does not tell us, hey, things are going to get better and better and better. And if the Lord wants to get in on any of this, he better hurry up and get back, because we can do it without him. God says, you ain't doing anything without me. Without me, you can do nothing. That's Christians too. So the world can only create the best form of government they can without God, and that's with wicked people. That's why this is called the 7-year tribulation. It's the worst period of time that the world has ever known. This is their new world order. 1/4 of the population is going to be destroyed. They're going to die of hunger and of thirst and everything that you can think of. It's the worst period of time ever, before or after. There's never been a worse period of time than when man sets up his new world order. So what does God have to say about all this? Look in Revelation chapter 21. Look there in verse 1. You see, this is going to be a new habitation. See, we live here in this world. But for you and I, God's got something so much better. This world was made for the first Adam. The second Adam has a new habitation. It says there's going to be, look what it says in verse 1, and I saw a new heavens and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth passed away. No more sea. They say that the sea is really what causes a lot about the climate change and the winds and the tornadoes and the hurricanes and all that. And it's about 75% of the whole earth is water. But what if there was no more water? They said it would take, and we'd have like a perfect environment. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I really don't care how God's going to do it. Maybe John had enough of the sea when he was on the Isle of Patmos and he was in exile. But whatever, he says there's going to be a new heavens, new earth. Now, we often talk about three heavens. You know, here we got the atmospheric heavens, we got the planetary heavens, and we got the third heaven where God dwells. Well, he says there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth, brand spanking new. I don't know if it's going to be this one rejuvenated or transformed or what. God says it's going to be a new one. The first one passed away. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. A new heaven and a new earth you and I have never seen. If we think anything in this world is wonderful to look at, and when you consider a sunset or a sunrise or a beautiful flower or a beautiful girl, your wife or your husband, as beautiful as they may be, you ain't seen nothing yet. is what God has got for us, and a new heaven and a new earth. So God's going to make a new place, but it's for those who have come from the second Adam. All those from the first Adam that never trust Christ as Savior can't go into that new world. It's only for those believers, those that have trusted Christ as their Savior. So I want you to see this. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, you can turn if you want to, but it mainly says this, that heaven and the earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. What God says in His word, it is true and it will never pass away. But He says this heaven and the earth will pass away. So everything in this world, even their new world order, it's not going to last because this world is going to pass away. That's why God tells us, don't lay up treasures in this world as though you're going to stay here and enjoy it forever. It's all temporary. I don't care how rich you are. When you die, you leave it all. You came naked into this world, and naked you're going to return. The only way you can lay up any treasure past this life is to know Christ as your Savior and serve the Lord. And when you serve the Lord, God has said you're laying up treasure in heaven where you cannot lose it. Because you can lose everything in this world. That beautiful car you have, that beautiful home you have, all the land you have, all that money you got. I don't care what all you got. Total it all together. It's all going to be gone. You are not staying here. And it doesn't matter how long you live and how much money you spend to stay alive. Sooner or later, you're going to croak. I mean, you're going to bite the dust. You're going down. 70 years, and if by strength they be 80 or 80 years, still sorrow, and you fly away. You just live a little bit. 75. He's only got 5 more years left. And then he flies away. But it won't matter. You are not staying here. You're going to be gone. Look in Isaiah 65, the book of Isaiah, and chapter 65. Isaiah chapter 65. Understand, there is definitely going to be a new world order. It won't have anything to do with the sinful nature of man. God is going to create a new heaven, a new earth, with new people. New people. That's those who have been born in the family of God. Born without a sinful nature. That's the only way heaven will ever be heaven. Paradise. I can't wait to go. I'm making it sound so good, I could take off right now. But I'm going to finish the sermon just for y'all's sake. Isaiah 65, look in verse 17. In verse 17 it says, "Now behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former shall not be remembered nor come into mind." Now I don't know how God's going to do it. I don't care. As long as I'm in the new one. I want to make sure that I am there and I'm going to enjoy that. If you can enjoy anything in this world, just think of what you're going to have when you get to heaven. It's going to be wonderful. We cannot fathom in our mind what God has for us. That's what makes it so important to try to get as many people as we can to trust Christ as their Savior because of what God has in mind. You see, aren't you sick and tired of all your failures? The misery you go through? That sinful nature you have of the envy and the bitterness and the jealousy and the betrayal and all the wicked stuff that goes on? Aren't you sick and tired of it? and people dying, and your loved ones are gone, and your finances you don't have, and your health problem, don't you wish there was something better? There is. There is. It's called a new world order that God has for us. It's not going to happen down here. Mankind can't make it happen. Only God. You see, when you take 10 wicked men and put them together to form a government, you still got a wicked government because they're still filled with envy and jealousy and greed, and they want everything from you, and somebody wants to rule and control somebody else. And that's where they're headed, and that's what they're going to do. Now, here, look in verse 22 of chapter 66. Chapter 66, verse 22. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. In other words, this new heavens and this new earth, this new world order, you are going to last forever. It'll remain. It'll never stop. This one will not remain. This one's going down. And that's why you should not love the world nor the things in the world, because it's all a waste of time. Did you know that if you serve the Lord, you don't serve the Lord to get there, that's a gift, that's free. Christ paid your ticket. He paid your way. And if you trust Him, you've got a reservation. But whenever you trust Christ as Savior and He still leaves you here for a little while, He wants you to serve Him so that you can lay up treasures for the new world order. And God says, I'm going to reward you. And you don't know what it is. It's going to be a surprise. Don't you like surprises? I love surprises. I can't stand it hardly. I have searched the house all over trying to find a present or something. I've always been like that. I can't help it. All I can say is, God made me this way. But I want to know. But I love surprises. One of the best surprises that I ever had was my 70th birthday, when I went over to Lakeland, and they had a birthday party for me over there, and all the things that happened, it was really wonderful. I was surprised. And God has really blessed. If I had known in advance that being 70 was going to be so much fun, I'd have got here earlier. I'd have just hurried up and got there. But you and I need to understand, this world is going down, and there'll be a new world order. Would take my
place. How permanent is your salvation? Can you lose it? Are you 100% sure that you'll go to heaven? To help you in answering that question, Pastor Yankee Arnold has prepared just the right book with answers straight from the Bible. The book is called Gospel Driven Man, and Pastor Yankee wants to send it to you free of charge. Simply write to Pastor Yankee at Yankee Arnold Ministries, 7028 West Waters Avenue, Suite 316, Tampa, Florida, 33634, and request the book, or request by email at yankee@yankeearnold.com. That's yankee@yankeearnold.com. Jesus is coming, so keep looking up.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast. We pray that today's message was a blessing to you and your family. You may help support this radio ministry by donating online at yankeearnold.com or by mail at Yankee Arnold Ministries, 7028 West Waters Avenue, Suite 316, Tampa, Florida, 33634.
Friend, one day it will happen. The trumpet will sound, and we will be changed, caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So live today and every day, believing that the Lord is coming soon, and just keep looking up. Amazing grace amazes me.